all of you wonderfully optimistic warrior moms, and welcome to our first episode ever. This is so exciting. Thank you so much for joining me today. First off, I want to acknowledge your time and say that I totally appreciate you being here. Seeing that you can only spend your time once, you always want to make sure to spend it wisely. And that's why I'm so psyched you have chosen to spend it with me now. Seeing that the podcast is new, I wanted to take a moment for a quick intro of myself, so this way you know who I am. So here goes nothing. I am the not-so-perfect mom of 7 great children and grandma to 1 adorable and precious granddaughter that totally has my heart. So for any of you grandmas out there, I'm sure you all totally understand. But more importantly, what has given me the privilege of being with you here today is the fact that I have faced more challenges and battles than I ever thought I could possibly survive. And yet, here I am, thankfully, right? If any of you have ever lost someone very close to you through a tragedy, I can relate. If you have been in an extremely terrible relationship for way too long without a way of figuring out of how to get out of it, I totally understand. If you work crazy hours to survive and you're tired of making someone else rich with all of your hard work, I get you. And if you do all of this day in and day out for your kiddos, for your family, and trying to make others proud of you, but you always seem to keep on making more and more mistakes, I've been there. If you feel like you're about to lose your sanity because you're doing all of this, and even though you may be accomplishing so much, you feel like you're still missing something out of life, geez, that's why I'm here. The craziest thing was that throughout all the struggles and all the troubles in my life, everyone that knew me looked at me in awe and always gave me credit for making it through regardless of what was going on. And I always felt more offended by that reaction than I felt proud. And you might be asking yourself, why? Why would you feel like that? And it was because I knew that there was a better way to live life, and it was not how I was living it. I knew that there was more for me in this world than what I was actually achieving. And I knew that I was capable of figuring it out, but I just wasn't doing anything about it. You see, the problem was that I had so much to figure out and I had so much to fix that I always got overwhelmed whenever I tried to start doing it. So I ended up just always choosing to settle for less. You see, we all have our own black holes that we seem to fall into. And this could be a financial black hole. It can be an emotional one. It could be a mental one, a spiritual one. Heck, it could be a combination of all of these. And some of our black holes are deeper than others. Now, I don't know what your black hole is, but mine at that time seemed to be a bottomless black pit. Okay, and every time I tried to get out, it seemed like I just kept on digging myself in deeper. You see, I wanted more. I knew there was more. And by that point, I needed more. But I had no clue what my more was. And who was I to accomplish more? I mean, I was in a very possessive and abusive relationship. I had 6 all very little kids at that time. I had no extra time to invest into doing anything else because I was already working 60 plus hours a week just to survive. I had no college education and I didn't come from a family with money. So there was no way to borrow money or to take some time off to get all of my plans together because somebody else had my back. And I was physically overweight and not to mention mentally depressed. Ultimately, whenever I wanted to do more and I thought that I was going to be able to do it, the same thought always came up. What did I really have to offer the world? Until one day enough was enough and the light bulb just turned on. I was no longer going to hold myself back. I was the only one in control of my life. And honestly, like a saying I heard, I am the captain of my own fate. I had finally figured it out. I found a way to get out of that bottomless pit of a hole and stay out. Now, it did not happen right away, so I'm not going to try to enhance that in any way. It was a process and it was not easy, but I did it. The beauty of it now is that that huge mess of my life and that bottomless black hole that I was in, that I learned how to get out of and change and transition, now allows for me to help other women and other moms and love what I do. It has provided a great lifestyle for me and my family. And I finally know what it's like to live a life that I'm in control of and with clear direction. Small changes that have made a huge impact in my life now does the same for other women. And guess what? I'm here to share them with you. So let's get started with today's episode. Enough about me, right? Promise I'll probably only do that once. But today's episode is the 7 most well-guarded getting it right secrets about life fulfillment. And I'm finally ready to expose them. So the only question left is, are you ready? Now, prepare yourself because this is going to contradict every single thing you've learned about the steps to true happiness, especially in the life of a mom. And the importance here is about getting it right. So I want to make sure I give you the steps in the right order and that you follow them correctly, because we want to turn that flicker of a spark of creativity that you have within you into a roaring flame, getting you on the right path to long-lasting happiness and fulfillment, and for you to know that it is now within your reach. No more living moment to moment, okay? It is time to start living to achieve the bigger picture in your life and to start creating your legacy, not only for you, but for your family. So you might be asking what's missing, because you watch every possible video out there to getting your mindset right. You take all of the action steps and you're doing well from what the outside world can see. But inside, you still have this empty feeling and you have no idea why, right? Because you have a job, you pay your bills, you have things, you're a good mom and you take care of your family, right? Heck, even you even keep up your social appearances. Okay, you're doing everything just like everybody told you to do, but there's still something missing. So what is it? You see, everyone forgets that there is something more important in life for you to accomplish than just to do what everyone expects for you to do. Okay, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So to discover your life fulfillment and start getting it right, you're going to need to use these 7 well-guarded secrets. And I know that a lot of you right now might be thinking, this feels like this is just another thing that is going to take up time and energy that you don't have to spare. Mom, I totally get it. Okay, you already have so much to do. You work, you have the kids' school and their sports, you have your husband to take care of, a household to maintain, and maybe you even go to school too. And expecting or wanting more without even knowing what it is, it just seems so selfish and maybe even wasteful. And I know that you're really happy and grateful for what you do have right now. And I know that you're thinking you have so much more than others do, and you do have plenty of happy moments to get you through those tough times. So you're starting to feel that guilty feeling for desiring more, and it's not a nice feeling, and you don't want to feel that way. I get it. But let me explain this to you. If you don't do something about that desire to want more, to know that you deserve more and you can accomplish more, your black hole will quickly turn into a bottomless pit. You want more. You know you can accomplish so much more. Then you need more. Let me help you start your path to getting it right today. Okay, with these 7 well-guarded secrets. Did you know that part of getting it right is to know, like really know who you are? Did you know that you're made up of 3 states of self? You have your physical self, right, which is your body, your mental self, which is your mind, super important, and your spiritual self, which is your soul. And depending on your beliefs, you probably are like, no, it exists, trust me. So can you tell me which one of these you take care of the most? Everyone's answer is going to be different. And whichever one it is, or even if it isn't any of them that you're taking care of, it is okay. Okay, don't sweat it. The secrets I'm going to expose today will help you start getting all three beings balanced because they all make up your one self. So we have to make sure we take care of all of them. So here are the seven most well-guarded getting it right secrets. Once again, number one, know yourself. Knowing yourself may seem so simple, and you've probably heard it time and time again, and you're sick of hearing it, but it's really not that simple. And you might be asking why, okay? The reason why it's hard is because throughout life, you face challenges. And with these challenges, you keep growing and transitioning, okay? And this means you have to get to know the new you and understand why these changes have happened. Now, for moms, it's also difficult or challenging because you are busy trying to know and understand everyone else. You are so focused on understanding everyone else and what they need and what they want and where they need to be and getting that right that you forget to take a moment to get to know the you that you are today. Okay? Could this be, now this is just a theory, the reason why every mom can clearly remember how supposedly easy life was before they had children? Well, of course, right? That's because you only had to focus on yourself and getting to know you and through your challenges. So how do we get back to that? Get back to knowing you without all the other stuff. Now, the reason why this is important is because while you're doing a lot of doing and a lot of what the world expects from you, that's really all you're doing. Okay. And the reason why you want more and always feel that emptiness is because you, like everyone else, are here for a huge reason. You have a message that the world needs to know, a message that no one else can tell, okay? And you keep on putting this off because you keep on saying your kids are all you're worried about, they're all of what you have time for, they are the most important. But let me tell you why it is important for you to really know yourself and get this started right and right now. And I speak from experience on this, okay? What happens to you when your kids grow up and you no longer have a lot of doing to keep up with? What do you do with all of that extra time? How do you live a life that revolves around you? Now, a couple of different things happen here. Either one, you decide now is the right time for me to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. And let me tell you, it's very challenging because of the simple fact of now you're a lot older and you've experienced a lot more, okay? And the level of emptiness is going to seem totally intolerable when you reach that point, okay? So that's option one. And you're probably saying, well, what the heck? I don't want that option, right? So what's option two? Option two is you can live a balanced state of being because throughout time you have figured out how to take care of each one of your three states and they're well taken care of, okay? And you can experience total happiness for your kiddos when they go off and they live their own life, okay? And you have peace. Everybody's going to want option number two, I'm sure. And your next question might be, well, how do I balance these three states of self? Let's start with first things first. I want you to stop as of right now, today. Stop trying to figure everyone else out before you even get to know who you are now. And you've probably already got everybody else figured out, to be honest. But you've just been distracted. So I want you to stop your distractions, okay? And I want you to start focusing on you. The key to creating the life you want, your legacy, and getting it right is to know who you are in each one of your states, and you need to appreciate it. Heck, I want you to be proud of it, okay? So if you don't like something that's going on in your life right now, don't dwell on that. What I want you to do is make small improvements and see those small changes go a long way. The key to knowing yourself in each one of your three states is going to require you to be very aware of what's going on with you and you alone. You are going to need to take note of this to be able to know where to improve, because how do you know how you're failing unless you have a record of it, right? So for the heck of it, entertain me. Take note of this in a small video, voice record, or even a journal, and notice how it changes throughout time, okay? Again, please remember to check all three states of self whenever you're recording. So for example, if you're feeling tired, make note of what is going on mentally, make note of what's going on with you physically, and make note of what's going on with you spiritually, okay? Make note of what you can change. I want you to make a small list, okay? Just only select one change, make that small adjustment and see if that works. If it doesn't work, go on to the next thing on your list and try that different thing and then make note of it. So once again, anytime you feel something, tired, angry, sad, depressed, frustrated, and don't get me wrong, I don't only want you to record the negative, record the positive as well. So record when you're happy, when you have lots of love, full of energy, like you fulfilled your purpose for the day, or it's just a good day all in all. Take note of what is going on within yourself, in your mind, your body, and your soul. And I want you to take notes of that and watch and make the changes and see how that goes. Get to know and appreciate you. Make small changes towards improving when there is something you don't like, and make the number of positive days you have grow. And do something every day to work towards filling that emptiness. What your more is, you're going to see, is going to come as you're doing this and you start making those small changes to be able to achieve it. Okay. So first, know you and appreciate you. Make sure you're recording who you are in each one of your states, right? And then make those small improvements. Don't dwell on anything that negative may have happened. Just enhance it, improve it, and keep on going. Okay. So secret number two, you are not the only one. Okay. Do you want to start getting out of the negative black hole and start moving forward? Are you tired of being stuck on pause? Are you ready to start getting it right? I need you to answer each one of these three questions, because if you're not at your total max, what's going to happen is you're going to want to stay in your comfort level and you're not going to move anywhere. You need to be ready. Okay. And if you're ready, then you need to start sharing your story with the world. And I mean, share your entire story in all of its bold honesty. Okay. And the reason why this is important is because in all of my years, the thought that you are the only one that's going through something tough or feeling something negative, that is the biggest killer of progress. You thinking that you're the only one is what I call the why me syndrome. It is the second most important secret to you fulfilling your emptiness and fulfilling, creating your legacy and getting it done right today, is to stop thinking that you are the only one. Once you recognize that anything and everything you have ever felt when facing a challenge, another mom somewhere has already been there and done that, is going to allow you not to only conquer and overcome that challenge, right? Because that's the ultimate goal, is overcoming that challenge, but it's also going to help build up that momentum that you need to keep living a fulfilled life, okay? And if you think in your mind, okay, that no one has ever gone through what you're going through, let me tell you, you need to stop lying to yourself, because they have. What I want you to do right now is I need you to think of how much fear you feel when thinking that someone will see you in your weakness, or that they will know what a big mistake you've made, or notice that you're not all that they thought you were. Do you feel that, what you're feeling right now? That anxiety, that fear, that doubt, that's exactly what happened to them when they thought about sharing what they feel. So they decided to keep it to themselves. So it's not that no one else has experienced what you have. It's just that they kept it a secret for themselves. And you don't want to do that. Don't do that. Well, you might be thinking, if they didn't share it, why should I? Did you know that the U.S. is one of the top 3 countries that suffers from mental illnesses like anxiety and depression? Yeah, and women make up the majority of that. Yet, we are also number 1 in entrepreneurship. Yep, there goes the little light bulb. By you keeping what you know locked up inside, you are leaving a mom, a woman, a person out there feeling like they are suffering alone and they don't have the same purpose that you do. And your soul will remind you every single day that there is something that you're supposed to do. There is a more that you should be doing. And every time you don't do it, your soul becomes sadder. And it will create that sense of emptiness at extreme levels within you. So ultimately, you're looking at a double whammy here. Okay, you're not helping somebody else and you're hurting yourself. Who does that purposely? The fear of being judged or being alone is created and lives only in your mental state. If somebody judges you, it doesn't hurt you physically or harm you in any way. Now, don't get me wrong, because your mental state can create very strong emotions, and emotions do affect your soul, and your soul does affect your thoughts in your mind, and your thoughts in your mind when experiencing high levels of stress is designed to protect you, and it will protect you. It will create a loss of energy in your physical state, which ultimately will create a blah state of being for yourself. So it all falls in line and it is a chain reaction. Okay, so watch that. So it is important for you to achieve your more in order to live a fulfilled life and in order to create the balance within your 3 states of being of yourself. And I know that maybe right now you're not ready to go out and tell your story. You do have to build up to it and you do need to know the appropriate steps, but it will come with time and you will know your why and your more. The important thing right now is for you to know whenever being faced with a negative emotion, such as fear or anger, remember that this is just a moment and this is a moment that too shall pass. You are going to survive this. Stop being in the why me syndrome. How you come out at the end of the battle is entirely up to you. So make a small change from how you've been handling these negative situations and the small change of accepting how you're feeling in the situation and letting it go by recording it, whatever way you chose to do so. Okay, this is gonna allow for you to know yourself and make improvements as you need so that you can make your impact on the world, the one that you're meant to make, okay? You'll be able to tell your story. You'll know your more. Take care of each of your 3 states and make the small changes necessary to improve and make your huge impact on the world by understanding that you're not the only one that has ever faced this challenge and get out of the why me syndrome. Secret number 3.
These are the top results.
Knowing that there is more is good. Moms are self-sacrificing individuals by nature. I don't know why it happens, it just does. Whenever we desire something for ourselves more than what we logically deem necessary, it automatically causes this sense of guilt. Like if you want to go out and buy yourself a pair of new shoes and God knows you deserve it, instead of doing that, you're like, nope, I'm going to go ahead and use the money and I'm going to buy this for my kiddos. It's a natural reaction. It's something that happens. The only time that I cannot seem to understand this feeling of guilt is when we actually connect it when we want to accomplish more in our own lives or know ourselves or take some time to take care of us. For some reason, when we link those two, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And that feeling of guilt or that feeling of I'm not accomplishing what I should be accomplishing, that feeling actually comes and is created by our spiritual being, okay? Because your spirit being creates this sense of awareness that there is more, okay, for you, because there is something you were created to do, okay? The more of accomplishing in your life. And we just brush that off as greed or being selfish. And that is totally wrong for us. We should be getting that sense of feeling wrong and selfish when we're not going out there and accomplishing the purpose that we were put on this world to accomplish. And ultimately, when you do this, what is the cost? I mean, what price do you pay for doing this, for these actions? What are you keeping from the world? Let me ask you this. What are you keeping from the world because of your memory of a past failure or a past hurt or a past mistake that, let's face it, you can't change either way? Let's take a second just to go ahead and reflect here as well on another thing. I want you to take a moment. Maybe you know of someone, or maybe you need to look it up right now. Take a moment to look up famous women creators in this world. Okay. And I want you to take a moment to reflect back on that. And I want you to take note of what they did. Okay. And the reason why I say this is because they were so brilliant that we still enjoy the simple pleasures of life today because of them. For example, the one that I looked up when I was doing this, I found the simple pleasure of me being able to drink a cup of coffee from home is actually because a mom created coffee filters. Imagine me being without coffee. I'd go insane. Okay, so thank you to her. So what price will you pay? Or more importantly, what price does the world pay? Because you brush off what your soul is telling you that you need to accomplish. What does the world go without because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing? And more importantly, why do you keep on brushing it off? Because you feel guilty for wanting more? I don't think so. You better take some time and dig deep and find out the real reason why you keep on putting it off. Because knowing that there is more is good. Wanting more is good. And expecting more is good. Okay? I will say that I do believe that many of us feel that wanting more or expecting more is bad. It usually comes from something that's been instilled in us since we were kids, right? They always tell you, be satisfied with what you have or stop asking for more. And in all reality, there may be certain situations where that does apply. However, when you're looking to achieve more in your life, when you have a purpose, when you are there to create a legacy and provide a lifestyle for you and your family, you are not helping yourself by bringing up those old emotions, okay? It's things that have changed throughout history, just like life changes throughout history. We're not living the same way that we lived in the 1900s. That is the same that applies here. So you want to get that out of your head and keep on achieving what your more is. More is good because everyone needs more to look forward to. That is what allows you to keep going forward in life and make sure that we keep going. It allows this awareness to grow and start getting it right today. Take small steps, make small changes towards accomplishing more, okay? When you achieve more, it's a greater sense of fulfillment, and more is good. Secret number four, getting your mind right. Getting your mind right starts with turning that spark into a flame. So yes, please keep listening to your motivational and inspirational videos or reading those books, okay? Write or record your own notes as well, please. You want to know what's working for you, what's not working, and take what's good for you because everyone is different. Put it all down, the negative and the positive. Title it day number one. What I also want you to do here, the first step I want you to do here is do an emotion dump. Okay, take all your negative, all that craziness that you have inside and write it all down. Get it all down and out of the way so this way you can clear your mind. Write all that negativity that you're feeling, anything that will hold you back, get it out on paper, voice recorder, whatever. The wonderful thing is that no one will ever know what you feel or what you've done or how you're thinking, okay? So this is only for you. Get that all out of your system, all out, and clear out your mind, okay? Once you have your mind clear, you'll be able to have this huge empty space to be able to work with, okay? Now, the second part of this is